Hello everyone and welcome to another Press Start podcast. I'm your host as always, Stuart Lang. If you want to find me on Twitter, Instagram or other social media, it's OutAfterDark216. Like me as always, I have the man known as the Grimfish, Liam Morrow. Liam, introduce yourself to people who may not know you and say hello a little bit.
I'm Liam. I just game, basically. Play games, talk about games, write about games. That's about it. Not very exciting, but keeps me happy.
Exactly. Now, not very exciting is probably... it's probably a very accurate description for this week's show, and I realise that's not a very great sales point right at the top of it, but we will try and make it as entertaining as possible. But the reason I say it's not very exciting is there's not really a great deal of, like, big news from the last week. There's nothing that's been really, like, gripping the gaming community in terms of news or releases or anything like that. With the exception of one thing, which I'm not going to talk about just yet. I am going to talk about something else first, and that is the wonderful world of sports games. Now, those of you who've listened to the Press Start podcast for the time it's been running will know that Liam and I are not massive sports guys, really. We don't really like sports games. But one thing that's kind of strange has happened in my household anyway, in that FIFA 2017 has become the go-to game. Okay, now, for the last couple of weeks since I got my flatmate, FIFA seems to be constantly on in some way, shape or form. We have it for the PS4 and Xbox One. And I've currently had, like, four or five tournaments with different people coming around and playing FIFA. Like, it's been pretty insane. And as a result, you know, I've managed to coerce Liam into joining this so that once I get myself sorted out and I actually have full working internet in my flat and I don't need to sit in my girlfriend's house doing this podcast while she's in another room promising to not listen through a wall, we can actually have a couple of games of it, hopefully, you know, because I feel like it's probably going to be a lot fairer than the smashing that I'd get at Tekken 7. So, Liam, I know that you said that you downloaded it. What are your thoughts on it? Why has FIFA dragged you back in?
I'm not sure. I mean, I always sort of historically played it every year. I always got the newest game, which was always essentially just an update on the players. I skipped it last year. I thought, you know what, it's been the same. I can just carry on with this. But, yeah, I sort of... a lot of people have said sort of good things about it, especially The Journey.
Okay, I've not even looked at that. I've literally been playing exhibition matches against my against my flatmate and her partner, and a couple of her friends were up as well. So, like, we're having a full on tournament. Even yesterday, like, we're just sitting. It was like a couple of games of FIFA. Aye. And, like, what's funny is I don't give a shit about football. I don't even know who half the players are. Or more than that, like, I was Argentina and I only knew who Lionel Messi was. But, like, I got really into it. Like, I turned to, like, full-on football hooligan playing FIFA 17. Like, I was properly up and off my seat a few times, you know, screaming obscenities at different players and that kind of thing. Like, it's kind of funny how you get that into it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've had some frustrating moments. My go-to tends to be career mode. Okay. I tend to go for a Division 2 team like fucking Gillingham or something like that. Build them up, build them to the Premier League and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do get frustrated when I'm like 2-0 up against sort of Man United or something in the FA Cup semi-final and they get two in the last 5 minutes and it goes to extra time.
Yeah.
And it's I think that's what everyone sort of loves and hates about sports games, is that it's, you hate it, that it's so frustrating when it gets you, but it is your own fault really, because you're controlling them.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if I fully agree. I mean, the thing with the UFC 2 game is I feel like it's really cheap. Both of these, if you have an Xbox One, by the way, are on available through EA Access, completely free of charge, other than your £4 a month subscription fee. So definitely worth having, plus the plethora of other games that you get made available. But yeah, it's like UFC 2, I find the AI in that to be really cheap at points. And just like, you know, I'll be absolutely kicking ass and then realize that I've hit like 7 spinning back kicks on someone who's not been knocked down, let alone knocked out, and it's just like, come on, man, really? Really? Like, yeah. That would have killed someone.
You know what? I started UFC 2 and I found the only way I could beat some of them was to take it to the ground, get on top, and just start raining elbows down on them.
Yeah, that's
and that seemed to be the only way I could beat some of them.
Yeah, that is a, and even then, it's a lot of them. If you fight someone who's good off their back, like as soon as they whap in a submission hold, like unless you've played all, unless you've already played all the tutorials and actually understand the submission game, you've had it. You're done. Just give up. So yeah, that's kind of been the gaming week that was for us here on Press Start. Although I did take the plunge, I picked up Tekken 7 on Liam's review. Like I say, Liam is the most understated reviewer in the world. He just kind of says, yeah, it's pretty good, and you just kind of believe him. And yeah, the amount of money that I've spent on games, Liam said, yeah, it's pretty good, you should get it. Wow, I'm like properly like David Blaine didn't buying this game. But yeah, like Tekken 7, not had a great much of an opportunity to play it yet. What I have played of like the story mode seems really kind of cool, a little bit repetitive, just like there was like wave after wave of similar fighters, you're just like kicking the shit out of them, and then sort of leading up to kind of like a boss battle at the end of each chapter. Are you sticking with Tekken 7? I know you said you're enjoying like the treasure battles and stuff like that. Are you sticking with it? Are you still playing through it?
Yeah, I gave it another run out yesterday, I think it was. Went through treasure battle. I've got King up to something Dan, I think 10th Dan, which then it starts getting really hard.
Yeah.
Because you're sort of putting in some damage, and then all of a sudden they come out with this massive 10-hit combo that you just cannot block at all. Because once they've got that first hit, you're done.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the level I need to be at, but aren't at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's always my problem with fighting games is once I really start losing, I kind of get a bit hissy with them. Like I still haven't finished the story of Injustice 2 yet because I kept on getting beaten by the final boss. So yeah, I kind of lost my smile with that one a little bit, shall we say. But yeah, the other game I've been playing this week is actually Dirt 4, the new Colin McRae rally series game. Some of you may be put off if you played Dirt Rally last year, which was like Dark Souls of driving games. Like it was so unforgiving. No difficulty settings, no tweaks, nothing. Like it was just you do it, and if you can do it, good. If you can't do it, sorry, like you're fucked.
Sorry, but tough shit sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a great game. It looked amazing. It played so well. Like, I mean, it is one of I think it was fourth on my game of the year list for 2016. Like I did really enjoy it, but it was so punishing. Dirt 4 is a lot more accessible. There's sort of two different game modes you can select. There's like a more arcadey version, and then there's a more simulated version as well. So you can tweak it a lot more to your driving style or what you're more comfortable with or what you're better at, which is pretty helpful. So you can dip your toe in a lot easier. Like I, because of how difficult Dirt Rally was, I thought, well, I put it down. So like I had like driving assists and sort of lower level opponents and stuff to start with, and I've already bumped all that up for a bit more of a challenge. So yeah, I think I've already played about as much of it as I did Dirt Rally, like in the space of a week. You know, Dirt Rally was like, you know, maybe an hour, put it down, go back to it a few days later kind of thing. Like I sat and battered Dirt 4 for like a full day. But what's interesting about it is I don't know if I'll be able to play it much longer because Micro Machines is coming out tomorrow. Micro Machines World Series is coming out, so very excited about that. Were you aware that there was a new Micro Machines game coming, other than just sort of seeing the name floated around? Have you seen any trailers or anything for it? Or?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen any trailer. I knew there was a new one announced. I didn't realise it was out quite this soon. But yeah, I saw they were making it, and it just took me back years when I used to play like the old school Micro Machines. I think it's Micro Machines V3.
Yes.
Yeah. There's all like tabletops and round pool tables and stuff, and hours with that. Just me and my brother in our bedroom, just going at it. Yeah. It's amazing, and if they can bring back that kind of nostalgia to it, then yeah, it's going to be an absolute winner.
Yeah, I mean, having a look at sort of screenshots and stuff like that, it does look really kind of faithful. It's obviously, it's got all the updated sort of different, you know, you've got different Micro Machines now, like sort of up-to-date things and stuff like that. It looks like there's weapons and things, like there's fire engines can shoot their hoses, and there's like tanks and stuff like that. I'm all in on this one. Expect a review next week on the show, so if you're interested, tune in then. Also, I will probably be able to get a review of Crash Bandicoot, the remastered version of Crash Bandicoot, up. I know my flatmate has already got her copy ordered on Amazon. It's coming tomorrow morning. She's very, very excited, so we're probably going to have to fight it out for my TV and my PlayStation and my Xbox. I feel like I should win this fight, really. It feels kind of lopsided, doesn't it? You know, considering that it's my consoles and my TV, that I should probably have first say on this. Hopefully
that's
at least
the struggle we live in.
It is. This is first world problems, guys. First world problems. We'll see if I can get a good bit of time playing both games and give you guys some thoughts on them both next week. In terms of what we're currently playing, FIFA 17, UFC 2, and Dirt 4 in my case, all thumbs up. Now, we are at the end of June. So we are right on the cusp of some new free games. So from last month when we had Watch Dogs and something else that I forget for Xbox One, we are moving on. And
I think Speedrunners.
Speedrunners, yes. Well, yeah. If you're excited by Speedrunners, then you've not seen anything yet. Your Xbox One free games are a game called Grow Up and another one called Runbo.
No, don't know.
Yep, I have absolutely no idea what either of those games are. I think Grow Up has been out for a little while without checking.
I think it's actually a sequel.
Okay.
It's actually a Ubisoft game, and it's the sequel to Grow Home.
That's, yes, okay.
There you
That's
go.
What I'm thinking of. Fantastic. Can't wait to not download either of those. Admittedly, there is a massive sale on Xbox at the moment. There's the Ultimate Game Sale. They always do it in the summer. I know that Prey is in it. Mass Effect as well. There's For Honor, Rainbow Six Siege, Wildlands, and I think Morrowind as well, The Elder Scrolls Online. Very tempted by that myself, so... we will
see.
Got
to say, I'm tempted by Wildlands just from what you've said about it. So.
Wildlands is absolutely my game of the year so far. I think it's going to take something really special to beat it, to be completely honest. I think the only thing that's going to is probably Assassin's Creed Egypt. And that's nuts to think about.
Shadow of War.
Yeah.
Monumentally brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, I expect those three to make up my top three list by the end of the year. Like I say, I've just had so much fun with Wildlands, and new DLC's out as well, so I'll be able to play the guys that I normally play with on that. If you pick it up, then get you jumping in as well. I can help you out with a few of the missions and stuff like that. Because, yeah, it's a phenomenal game. I know that some people are a bit upset by our kind of Xbox bias, so just to sort of prove that that's not a thing, PS Plus, you're getting better games than Xbox, even across the board. Like with Xbox 360, you're getting Kane and Lynch 2 and Lego Pirates of the Caribbean free over the next 31 days. But yeah, PlayStation Plus, you're getting Until Dawn, the Game of Thrones game that wasn't Telltale, for the PS3. You're getting Tokyo Jungle, Darkstalkers Resurrection. Darkstalkers is well underrated. It's a great game. And you're getting a couple of Vita games as well. Tokyo Jungle looks really kind of cool, actually. It's like you play as like animals, and there's the apocalypse has come, and you have to, like, it's kind of like a survival game. So yeah, it's kind of worth checking out if you have a PlayStation 3. So
I just brought it up, actually.
Yeah.
Brought it up, and yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah, definitely worth it. But yeah, Until Dawn, I've heard nothing but good things about Until Dawn. And I actually do have PlayStation Plus, so for some reason. I don't think I've actually claimed a free game off it yet, to be honest. But yeah, you're sort of like, every action has consequences kind of horror game. So yeah, but I'd say PlayStation wins the month, to be honest. Although they may not win the whole year, because Nintendo have announced massive news this week, which is what I teased at the start. It's probably the biggest bit of news from the entire week so far. I'm sure if you're listening, you probably can guess what it is. If not, then Liam, do you want to break it to everyone?
Yeah, we have a new classic mini SNES.
Yeah, much on the back.
Which I don't know how many games it's got on it.
It's only like 20, although there is a kind of... there's an exciting thing that people are after, and that is the fact that you're getting the unreleased Star Fox 2 as one of the games.
Oh.
So yeah, like there's like 20 games on it plus this unreleased version of Star Fox 2. They're retailing at £70. There's already pre-orders, claimable pre-orders on eBay and stuff for like £200. This off the back of last year's NES Mini. It's an absolute joke that this is what it's come to with these things, you know. I get it. I get why people are interested. But yeah, like it's just bonkers.
Yeah. Actually, I saw... I think I was looking on Game. I think it might have been on their Facebook page, actually. The game nearest to me. They announced they've got some extra pre-orders. But they have 10 extra pre-orders.
Right, okay.
Like, just 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is that possible? Like, with Nintendo, arguably, you'd say now the third biggest console manufacturer.
Yeah.
You know, 10 extra. And they said they'll probably go really quickly. If we go by what the mini NES went like.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they didn't sort of see ahead and make more.
Yeah.
You know, are they doing it on purpose, or do they just generally not really care how much people have to pay for them?
I mean, I kind of get the whole, like, not releasing full amount. I mean, Apple did the same thing with their AirPods. Like, they weren't releasing huge amounts at once, so they didn't want to flood the market with them. But, like, for it to be such a limited run, I think is mental. Yeah. Like, for it to be like, oh, there's all this demand, so we're going to release 10,000 units in the UK and just let people fight it out.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm kind of kicking myself because I don't care. I don't want one. But I was in game picking up Tekken, and they actually said to me, they were like, do you want to put your deposit down on your SNES Mini? And I was like, no. And this was when they still had pre-orders available. And now I'm thinking, the fuck did I not do that for? Like, why did I not put that money down? Like, what's wrong with me? I should have just, here you go, here's 50 quid. And do you know what? I wouldn't even have been one of these £200 dicks either. Like, I'd have got it for somebody that wants it, really.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fucking nice guy.
I think there were stories of people who worked at, like, Tesco's and Asda, and when they had theirs in, they were putting in their pre-orders for, like, six of them.
Yeah.
And then selling them all on eBay. And yeah. I'm like, that's like the worst kind of gamer.
Yeah, me. Well, that's not even people who are gaming, is it? That's not someone who's bothered about playing the thing. Like, I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's hard to judge who is wanting one to have and to use and to love and that kind of thing. I mean, if anyone's listening, please, you know, if you have one pre-ordered, if you're interested in getting one, but yeah, you've not been able
to,
by all means, like, get in touch with the show, Out After Dark 216 on Twitter. Like I said last week, it is a private account, so just ping me a message as to why that you're following us through the show, or you get Liam the Grimfish on Twitter as well. Just get in touch with us, because if you have one, then, or if you have one reserved, let us know. Like, let us know if you're already getting people asking you about your pre-order or whatever, because yeah, it's nuts to me that people seem to be so kind of just dickish about this kind of thing, you know.
On the flip side of that, Sega have just done Sega Forever.
Yes.
Which is, it's free to iPhone and Android users. And essentially they're releasing, I think it's started off with maybe 10 or so titles. Got like Sonic the Hedgehog, Altered Beast, stuff like that. And yeah, they're totally free to download on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, I think they do have adverts. I think you can pay like $1.99 per game to get rid of the adverts, but after like 10 seconds, you can close them down anyway. So it's not that big of a fuss.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, that's just brilliant to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that just shows you, like, Sega has always been better than Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, I would have understood if they'd done, like, a Sega Mini or something like that.
Yeah.
But, because they have got quite a big back catalogue. Yeah. But they thought, no, you know what? We're just going to release the whole lot for free. To sustain it, we will have a few adverts, which aren't a big annoyance. And, yeah, just to, like, reward people for wanting to play the game, yeah. Essentially.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's exactly what the SNES Classic Mini should be. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a talking point over the next few months, especially in the run up to Christmas. Actually, speaking of Christmas, I have accidentally registered my interest in pre-ordering an Xbox One X. So that's a thing.
Accidentally,
the guy kind of salesmaned me. In game, and he was like, "Is there anything you want to pre-order?" And I was like, "Yes, I'd like one of those, please." I'm kind of all in on it. I think I reckon that I am definitely going to be picking one up at some point. So I might as well just go for it, pick one up before I decide that I really want one and then can't get one for love nor money. So yeah, I think that is what I am going to do.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and then it turns out that after my MOT, I'm probably going to need a new car soon.
Oh, no.
Because the bottom of mine is starting to show signs of rust in it. I mean, and it is 15 years old, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my car's sort of bollocked off my gaming needs at the moment.
Damned cars.
I know.
Yeah. I hate them. I hate them with a passion. Well, that's funny. I actually just had to repair a part of mine because I reversed it into a house, which is wonderful. Yeah, that's great. Yes. But yeah, so that's probably about all we really have to talk about for this week's news. Like I say, not a great deal of it going on. Hopefully next week going to have a couple of big reviews for you. Hopefully there's something absolutely mental happens that we can talk about a little bit more. And you never know, we might even have something to talk about this grow up game if either of us decide that we want to download it, or if we decide that there's
just
better things to
just
do.
Out of pure curiosity, I might download it.
Yeah, so that's, there you go. We might have a pure curiosity review there. So, yeah, wonderful. Thanks everyone for listening once again. Like say, Out After Dark 216 and The Grim Fish on Twitter. Hit us up, say hello, let us know you're listening and enjoying the show. Otherwise, Liam, anything you want to say before we go?
No, as you say, a bit of a slow news week. So, yeah, probably sink back into Black Flag.
Yes. That's it. I think I am on I'm gonna have a few movies tonight is my plan, so that's gonna be fun. What time is it? It's currently 7 o'clock here, so a nice relaxed evening, and we will see you all in a few days' time for another edition of the Press Start Podcast. Thanks everyone for listening. Good night. Peace.